Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
Brianna Marie Parham. I'll be playing Susan Lee in the new musical Dave.
And I'm Douglas Sills, and I'm playing Bob Alexander, the Chief of Staff in our new musical Dave at Arena Stage.
Awesome. And of course, it's going to be there from July 13th, preview start, through August 19th. So everyone come check it out. Now, first of all, thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
This is the show to do when you're in D.C. The show.
Wow. That's what they were told, I guess.
All my friends in Hamilton said, you have to do this show.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Hamilton was great, too. But I'm sure Dave is going to be awesome. Now, I'm sure all of our listeners remember the movie that came out in, like, 1993.
Three? Yeah, yes.
Written by Gary Ross and directed by Ivan Reitman of Ghostbusters fame. Talk about how this kind of relates to present times in an odd way. A politician rises that isn't your typical politician.
Dreams.
Yeah, it's a bit of a fantasy.
Yeah.
It's a fairy tale. What's great about this show is, A, it's a new show, which makes it very exciting to work on for us and for all of Washington, and it is related to politics. What's different about it in terms of doing it today is there's so much activity around politics today. Obviously, the country's, you know, it's no surprise to anyone that it's pretty highly divided and charged energy-wise. Sure. But our show is very much a fairy tale. It takes that setting and it doesn't dive into the red and blue of things. It dives into the premise of government and how people relate to one another and what you would do in your fantasy life if you could step into that office and help people around you.
Yeah, we work really hard to keep it pretty neutral. We're seeing the news every day. We're getting new stories on the hour, every minute. And we're trying not to do too much of that in this show and just kind of keep it on even playing ground. You know?
It's a great milieu. So it's more of a great love story and a human interest story that takes place in the milieu of politics, not unlike, you know, Seinfeld used New York. You know, it wasn't so much about that as about these four people in the same way. So it's exciting because we get to do a story that's set in the world of politics in the Capitol, which is fantastic. And that's why we think the audiences here will really love it. And it's a great place to birth a show. But it's really very much a human interest story. And as our director has said, a fairy tale in a lot of ways. And so it's a great time to be doing it. As I said, everybody's more interested in politics than ever. And so that makes it fun to work on.
Now you mentioned the fairy tale, but let's remind our listeners maybe that missed the movie what it's about. You know, give them the basic premise really quick.
It's about a hooker that... No, I'm kidding.
Hooker named Dave.
I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding. It's about a mammoth that gets reborn out of the ice. No.
Oh, that's a dance. The other one, too.
Yeah, sorry.
Man, no, that's not it. That's
no,
not
it's an
it.
Average Joe story. He looks exactly like Dave, looks exactly like the president, who happens to be Kevin Kline in the film. And he ends up impersonating him and being the double for him when the president is having an affair and ends up having a stroke. So it's the shenanigans. It's all about shenanigans in the White House, which, you know, could be comparable to what's happening now. But the movie is really sweet.
Very sweet.
It's political, and there's a love story in between with him and the First Lady. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cute.
It's very cute.
And
I love
a lot of people love Dave, the movie.
Yeah.
So
I've never seen it.
Like, surprisingly, like, it's one of those where you didn't think that many people liked it.
And
right.
Oh, well, and I didn't know it was nominated for an Oscar either, which is wonderful.
Well, the cast, you had Sigourney Weaver and Kevin Kline and Frank Langella.
Legendary.
Who, by the way, has been texting me. I happen to know him a little bit.
Name dropping.
The Frank Langella has been texting, kind of going, what's it like? Do you like that? Because I'm playing his role.
Sure.
What's it like? Do you like the songs? Do you have good songs? It's very fun to get a text from Frank Langella.
Well, because this is the world premiere, right? So when he heard about that this was going on, he said, wait a minute.
This is the
first
musical
version of this?
I should be in this because that's the way Frank would be. But he's filming a movie, so that's great.
Okay, well, maybe he'll come play it another time. But right now, it's yours, baby.
That would be fun to have him walk in. Hey, Frank, I have to be out for a week. Come do my part.
Can you imagine?
He would be amazing.
Yeah.
So it's just a great story about, you know, they need a double for the president. I'm sure that happens all the time. But then the president becomes indisposed. And because of plot things that happen in the show, they keep him on and don't tell the public what's happened. And he gets to sort of assert himself as the actual president, and then things get a little crazy. Meanwhile, he connects to the first lady in a way, and yes. then she finds out it's not her husband. And no.
And in the movie, my part is played by Kevin Dunn. Incredible. So we've decided to go a different route, which I love. I love the producers for sort of reflecting what our world is actually like now, having a person of color, a woman of color, do right. the communications director. So it's very exciting. When I watched the movie, you know, it's nothing like how I would play it, but he's such a genius, you know, we can pull things out of it and try to put it in the musical. Right. But it's really cool.
Personally, I'm scared to watch the movie. I've not seen it.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Probably 20 years.
Oh, well.
You can go back and watch it after the show's over.
Listen, if I watch Frank Langella, it's like I can't take my eyes off him.
Yeah.
I will just absorb whatever he's doing. Yeah. So I remember him being incredibly impactful and just scary and fun and intense. And that's plenty. I don't need to see. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's just so great. I don't want to watch. I'd be like a sponge.
How do I know that you guys aren't a double right now, like Dave? You know, how do I know I'm actually? How do you know they brought in the actual cast?
You've been watching too much Westworld.
Yeah, I had to stop on Westworld.
Do you want me to take her head off?
We'll see if. Oh my God! He just took the head off. See, it's radio. They can't.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, we let's talk. I mean, the cool thing about this is it's a musical, right? They've adapted it. You know, that's the main difference.
And not just
from
any musical. You have Tom Kitt, so this great composer, and this writer Nell Benjamin. That's right. Next to Normal.
And Nell Benjamin.
And many things.
Nell Benjamin just finished Mean Girls on Broadway. She's known for Legally Blonde. I mean, she's huge.
She's adapted previous movies into musicals. So do you think that experience helped her to do this?
Oh,
absolutely.
Plus, she had help from this wonderful guy named Tom Meehan, who's passed away, who did The Producers and many other musicals. So they worked together on this for a while before he passed. So it's just a great team. And our director is Tina Landau, who's very well known to audiences right now because she has a hit show on Broadway of SpongeBob SquarePants, which was the
so
hit of
right
last
now.
Season.
Yeah.
And we talked to SpongeBob because he's from around.
Oh, really?
He grew up
Ethan?
Here.
Ethan?
Yeah.
Great
he's
guy.
Sweetest.
Yeah. Crazy. So it's a great team that made it into a musical. And, you know, sometimes people think musicals, they think West Side Story, or it's not like that. It's right. much more integrated. It's much more like the new breed of musicals, mm-hmm. like others that were birthed here. Dear Evan Hansen, mm-hmm. Next to Normal, as we said, Hamilton, where the music is much more sort of, it's much more integrated rather than scene, music.
Right.
And so
right.
it's less
It's not like now
jarring.
We're going to do
a huge
we're gonna
dance
stop
number.
And do a
dance.
Show tuning kind
of
thing. It's more integrated in this.
Yeah,
thing.
It's more easily digested.
Yeah.
Well, and cool. it's well done. And they're very aware of that. These guys have all been doing this kind of thing for a long time. Also, we have at least two producers from the original movie.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
And Warner Brothers is producing. So we have a really strong team behind us. And this is a great place to birth a show because the Arena Theater that you guys have here is just one of the
incredible
nation's
space.
Strongest theaters. You support it tremendously. They have a huge budget that they get a lot from the
They can
the
afford
population.
To send doubles in for interviews.
Exactly.
Can I take my head
Isn't
off?
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
And it's a great place because they have a great subscriber base. Although this is just an add-on, I guess, to their season. So all the tickets are single sales on this, and it's selling great, which is that's a vote of confidence to the theater. And this city is a theater town.
We're hoping some political figures come see it, actually. Mm-hmm. We'd love Obama.
We'd love anybody.
We'd love anyone.
Mr.
Clinton.
Trump, please come. Yes,
Bill?
It's all good for us.
Yes.
You would like it. Actually, it is supposedly true that Mr. Obama and Mr. Clinton have said this is one of their favorite movies.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
they love it.
I'm sure they relate to it on a completely different level.
Oh, sure,
right?
Sure.
They have sympathy for poor Dave.
Yeah, crazy.
You mentioned the music, and with being a world premiere of a musical, obviously no one going into it is going to already know the songs like other musicals.
Sure.
So give us a little teaser of maybe a couple of the numbers. Do you have any that stand out that we should look for?
My character's kind of this...
Well, he's the villain.
Well, that's a judgment.
In real life or in the show?
Sometimes it's hard to know.
Both. Yeah. I'm a method actor, so I bring all my darkness to the show. Let's see. How does that song start? I'll give you a hint that I learned from my stint at the CIA. You make a mistake, well, it's not hard to make someone go away.
Hey.
And most major governments do undercoverments each and every day. I'm gonna kill that guy.
You can't kill him, Bob.
Sure I can. A punch to the nose, in the brain the bone goes, and it's short and sweet. A good sleeper hold, and his knees will just fold like a hotel sheet. The details a trifle, just get me a rifle, and in some darkened street, I'm gonna kill that guy.
Kill that guy.
That was awesome. Yeah, I was more just meaning, you know, list a couple songs, but you sang it. So
people thought you wanted to
talk about a teaser right there. That's great. And so what's that one called? I assume
it's called Kill That Guy.
Kill That Guy.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Cool. That's when the villain kind of goes, you know.
We're using this radio interview as a chance to practice our lines.
And we're warming up.
I see. It's really a rehearsal we're doing.
Yes, I
thought we were doing an interview.
No.
We'll be doing some theater games next.
No, I love that. All right, we're going to do scenes from a hat.
Take all your clothes off.
No, that's the stripper mammoth version of Dave.
Right, the stripper mammoth.
Awesome. Well, what are some of the other... Thank you for singing that, by the way, chiming in. There's some harmonizing.
I was kind of shocked.
That's the villain's number. What's another one? What's one that that Dave gets to do?
Oh, Dave.
First of all, you should know that Dave is played by a guy named Drew Gaylor.
Yes.
His wife is played by a wonderful actress named Mamie Paris. And Drew and Mamie have both had tremendous, highly respected careers in New York City on Broadway.
Yes.
And just he is just
wonderful
brilliant.
Chemistry
you can't
together.
Take your eyes off of him. He's so smart, so funny, so spontaneous.
Quick. Yeah.
He's just like this sort of Jimmy Stewart meets Robin Williams.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's this tall, lanky guy that's every day, you know, handsome, but just witty as heck. So other numbers in the show are...
Dave sings this number. Oh,
well, he sings
hero.
A,
we love the hero number.
Mr. President.
Which is about... When he becomes
the president. And what does she sing about... I won't do this anymore.
Oh, the last time I fake it.
Right.
Yeah.
So she has this song that's called The Last Time I Fake It because she doesn't like her husband. They're very much estranged.
Yeah. She's been faking it for a while.
For the press. There's
a whole new man. Which is
right.
about his change from a regular guy to the president and how he's going to be this
and the
upstanding
press.
Man.
And the press and the people are like, wow.
What's
this
happening?
This is like the old version of the president from his first term. We have another gentleman named Josh Breckenridge, who's a wonderful actor, is playing the president's
Ving Rhames character.
The Ving Rhames character. He's playing Dwayne, the president's personal Secret Service agent, and he has a song that's called
"You're Not My Problem."
Yeah, "Not My Problem." I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
Rehearsing a new musical is really intense. It's a little like every day. You know that moment when a race car at NASCAR pulls into the pit stops and has its tires changed, and it just looks like chaos. Every day is sort of like
every day.
That.
We walk in and there are new pages.
Yeah, there's new
in
pages,
our little file folders.
New songs. Mm-hmm. The set has become something else that you have to work with. So birthing a new musical is like triage.
Yeah.
So when you are not doing your stuff in the room, they're working on something else and you'd be doing it elsewhere in a different room. So that's why we haven't had a ton of exposure to watching other people's numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're trying, and they give you new scenes, and you talk about, hey, this isn't really reflecting. Can we add this line? I'm feeling this. That's why I think.
That's the wonderful thing about creating a new musical.
Yeah, you get to have input.
Yeah, it's just hard because one day one song will exist and the next day it won't.
Right.
So
you can get attached to it too.
Yeah.
And Tina Landau directing it. And what's it like working with her?
She's wonderful.
A lot of, as I said,
wacky.
A lot of naked rehearsals. A
lot of naked time.
No, we're kidding.
It's inappropriate.
Tina is sort of in our business. Tina is thought of as a firebrand. She developed with Anne Bogart and some people before her this thing called Viewpoints, which is it's sort of a prep to rehearsing, and it brings a cast together and makes a cast feel very spontaneous and brings your improvisational skills to the front. And it's fun. It's scary, but it's fun, and everybody's in the same boat very much and trying to make the thing work. And she goes off what you bring to the moment.
Yes.
She'll say, what are you feeling? Or let's do a physicalization of this. And there aren't any other directors doing that on Broadway.
No.
So she's unique that way. And most of her career has been, frankly, more avant-garde straight theater.
Yeah.
Plays.
Right.
So it's fun to do it. And she is just never ending
brilliant.
With ideas and positive energy. And that's exciting. Even though there's a big musical underneath her and a huge... You know, producing team, Warner Brothers has its reps and the two other producers. That can be a lot of pressure for a director, but she brings a lot of creativity to the table without a lot of pressure.
Awesome. And what do we, and when we went into the music a lot, but what are we actually going to see visually wise? Is it we see in the West Wing? Are we, you know, like how, what's the setting?
That's funny you would say the West Wing, because her inspiration, she said on the first day of rehearsal, my inspiration is the fast talking scenes that never end in the West Wing, where they're walking through the halls and everyone's just firing off lines. That's her inspiration. So the musical is going to move from transition to transition. I don't want to give away too much. So I'll just say that the set changes are very quick and seamless. And, you know, something's will wipe across and you'll be in the Oval Office. And then it'll wipe again and you'll be in the Lincoln bedroom. It's very nice. We're using projection.
I think we can say the set is like having another character in the show.
Absolutely.
This guy, Dane Laffrey, built this set, which is really interesting. And it's become very much a part of rehearsals because the actors are very much interacting with the pieces on the set and we have to move them. And it's like three concentric circles. Walls that split and move in this circle. And so you're constantly watching people follow the walls or come out from behind a wall, or the walls make different shapes. And the walls will have projections on them and they light up from the inside. So it's exciting. We're headed into tech rehearsal starting tomorrow.
And we are nervous.
And this is where all the pieces come together. And we're all kind of like, yikes, this is going to be an intense week.
Yeah. But it's exciting.
Very exciting. That's why we all took the job. Because listen.
It's cool being in on the ground floor of a new musical.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And, you know, let's face it. Washington's greatest season is probably not the summer. So we didn't come down here to sweat. We came down here to work at the arena, to be with the Washingtonians, and to work on a new musical.
Yes.
About politics in the epicenter of all things political.
Yeah, with politicians in the audience, most likely.
We got to figure out a way to get politicians on stage. We have to have a walk-on.
You know what we have to figure out a way to do is get a White House tour. That's what we need.
A White House tour would be helpful for my character.
Anybody who's listening.
And if anybody knows the chief of staff or an ex-chief of staff, I really would love to sit down with one for 45 minutes. Just find us, please. Because I'm looking for a way to talk to them. Although there are some great books I found.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, if our listeners have heard this, they're very intrigued by what they've heard.
Oh, it's going to
be. Why should they come?
You should come because you need a break from Rachel and
MSNBC.
Fox News.
From MSNBC, get away from MSNBC
and Fox
MSNBC.
News. Yeah. This is something that will remind you why you care about governance.
Yes.
It's a fairy tale story, and it's when we're all can get behind the same idea, and it's a great love story, and it's a chance to see a new musical in its birthing process. It's like watching a planet being born. It's a very exciting thing to see when you see 25 people at the top of their game putting together like a NASA shuttle launch, and things can go wrong as they always do in new pieces.
Sure.
It's going to be very exciting.
Yes,
a new piece is just, there's nothing like it.
I know this happened with Dear Evan Hansen a couple years ago, maybe a few years ago. If you get to this theater, you're going to see it in its first, you know, iteration. And hopefully this will move on. We'll see what happens. And if it does, you'll be able to see it later. And it'll be completely different, probably.
Yeah.
But you'll get to see what we changed, you know, all of that.
When you see people at the top of their craft, the way this team is, both the performers and the creators, working together and sparking off one another, it's just, there's nothing like it in our business. It's like watching improv. It's like watching a great soccer game. There are things that happen on stage that it just crackles. And especially with this kind of performers like Drew, particularly the guy playing the president, he's just so smart and so quick on his feet that there's just something very special. These are the kinds of shows that theater people go out of their way to see.
Yes. And we go out of our way to do. Right?
As there have been other shows recently here, a lot of people in the show saw the new Temptations musical that was here, Ain't Too Proud.
Yes, yes.
And Hamilton is in town right now. And
it's a big summer for DC.
Well, you guys have a great theater city. This is one of the great theater cities.
Absolutely.
The Shakespeare Theater, Woolly Mammoth Studio.
Yes.
Arena.
Signature.
Kennedy Center. Yeah.
Signature. I haven't been over to Signature yet.
Yep. National.
I've been to Kennedy several times.
Kennedy Center, we've done. I originated at Ragtime at the Kennedy Center 9 years ago almost 9 years ago. So, and I haven't been back to DC since. Wow. So it's so great to be back in this city.
And I was
Ford's Theater.
Right. Yes, I mean, there's of course. There's so many.
Yeah. I was just here doing Kiss Me Kate. at the Shakespeare Theater a couple of years ago, which is always fun. And what's happened down by the arena with that whole new wharf complex is amazing.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Just transformational over there.
Yeah.
It's really great.
So come on down, see us, and then get some crab legs.
There you go.
Down at the wharf.
Nice.
Come on.
Perfect. Maybe pick them while you watch the show.
Or a lobster roll.
Intermission, sure. Whatever you want.
And that's another thing. This theater, I've never seen anything quite like it. So it's what we would call proscenium theater, but it has a strong thrust. So that means the stage goes out into the audience quite a ways. And this theater has a really deep angle for the seats that the seats are on. So there's no bad seats. And people are right
very
up close
intimate.
To us. It's very intimate. It's really an exciting space. I would love to do other things in the space.
Absolutely.
Awesome. But first, Krieger let's do theater. Dave.
And we are going to hear the orchestra tonight for the first time.
Oh, wow.
We have what's called the Sitz probe. The Sitz probe, where the actors get to hear the orchestra play through everything. Up till now, we've just had a piano.
Yeah. Yep.
So to hear a new musical for the first time, I mean, really, it's like there's going to be amniotic fluid
pieces.
All over it.
Okay.
There.
I don't know how we got here, and I want to leave.
Yes! Top that. All right. Well, come watch this sucker get born. The birth. Amniotic fluid. Of the world premiere. Breathe, breathe. We're doing Le Mans in here. Dave, the musical, world premiere, at Arena Stage, July 13th through August 19th. Thank you so much, guys. And for all those analogies, we got the Big Bang Theory. You said it was a universe. You said a planet being born.
Oh, yeah.
Being born. You said soccer match.
If we can work out this walk-on thing, you're going to be first on our show. We're going to try and get a walk-on in the Oval Office.
We want to have celebrity walk-ons.
Oh, okay. Well,
we've got to figure this out.
I would love to. Yeah. I'll be Dave's double. I'll be your double.
Ooh, sure. Fabulous. I love that.
You're too young and handsome.
Okay. I'll be the one getting the crab legs. All right. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.